Ooh.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Time to finish the Phillies roster. We'll take a blind date with a trade candidate, see if this guy can be a fit for us, and then try to figure out who exactly this is. What do we have today, Kyle?
That's good. We're doing a dome talk right into the blind date.
Yep. Perfect. What a segue.
I got a name.
Say no to dome.
Yep, that's right. Say no to dome. Not sure this guy's on a lot of people's radars, but I'm curious where you guys come down on this dude. 28 years old, under control for two more years. So he'll have two more years of arbitration. He was an all-star this season. Now, lefty batter, which I know we're looking for a right-handed guy, but sort of a utility dude. So he can play second base if you wanted to platoon with Bryson Stott, even though they're both lefties, or if you're just out on Stott in general. He could play there. He could also play third base. And he can go out to the outfield. I think he's played some left field a lot in his career. So, 296 batting average, which is pretty close to his career average of 284. Pretty steady. Pretty steady hitter. 364 on base percentage. 796 OPS. Again, both right around his career averages. And he's been in the league for maybe 3-4 years. Pretty consistent player. Not a big home run guy, though. He's only got 9 on the season, but I think maybe one of the best attributes that he has as a hitter is that he doesn't strike out much at all. 55 strikeouts and 419 plate appearances this season.
Oh, my God.
Which is very, very low.
That's really good.
Yep. I did mention he's a lefty, and I know we want a right-handed bat. The problem with him is he does not hit lefties well as a left-handed hitter. So if you're looking for a guy with reverse splits, he's not the one. Only a 226 batting average and a 626 OPS versus left-hand hitters. Now, I think if we got this guy along with somebody else in terms of a hitter, then people would be okay with it. I guess my question to you would be, if this was the only piece that they added to the lineup, would you be okay with it?
No. If it's like if this is a second bat, I'd be okay with it. Not if
what
it's
is he hitting?
The main.
You say 296?
296, 796, 796 OPS. And like those are all right around his career averages. So like this is kind of what he is in his career. So it's not like he's hot this season.
He's steady.
He's very steady. Yep.
I like steady.
Mm-hmm.
I like steady.
Do
consistency.
You like commitment.
The left-handed hitter
I'm
part
okay
is
with
the
commitment.
Part I don't like.
I'm okay with commitment. I don't know why, but I think I'm not okay with I'm okay with
so you don't like his lefty splits, TK?
Yes, I don't like his lefty splits. I wish he was a right-handed batter.
So as the own, like say they got a very high leverage arm closer and another one, and they added this guy to the lineup, you wouldn't
well,
be down
need,
with that?
He'd need to play the outfield because I wouldn't want him replacing Stott.
Right.
So he'd need to play left field. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be like, it'd be better than nothing is the way I'd look at it. But I'm not like over.
You're not excited.
Yeah, I'm not like throwing a parade about getting this guy.
Okay. Hugh, into it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Consistency.
Yep, that's right.
Can I guess who it is?
Sure.
Brendan Donovan?
It is Brendan Donovan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cardinal.
Nice player.
Yeah.
I would
do it.
Yeah. I'm really focused on like a Kwan level bat at this point.
I know.
Yeah,
I need a guy
like that. I need
you've been
a big
talking
game.
About him for the last couple of days. Yeah,
that's
him.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, the Mariners just got Josh Naylor for like their 13th and 16th best prospects. They could pull off a trade similar to that. You know, maybe a little bit better. I don't know what we'd have to give up, but I can't imagine it'd be anyone top end. Like, I think I would look at that as a pretty damn good deal.
Well, like I said, if this is like your second bat addition, I'd love that. I mean, if you get Brendan Donovan as a second piece, that would be awesome. I just still think you need a bigger difference maker. But,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't. It's one of those moves where I wouldn't bash it. I wouldn't be thrilled by it. It would just be like, it makes him a little better.
Think about it. The 296 batting average, though, that's with those bad splits against lefties. Like, just adding a guy like that.
Him. Yeah, in this
and
lineup,
the contact,
when you look at the lineup and you look at what everybody else is hitting, that's where I'm kind of at. You got 296 in the lineup.
Like, if I would have told you that at the end of the postseason last year against the Mets when they were chasing everything, a guy that strikes out this little, you could add him to the lineup, like,
now,
I think that would be a big difference.
What about
like you got a chance, more of a chance.
What about this idea? If the Cardinals, you know, if they like Stott, would you trade Stott for him? And maybe that eliminates the need to send prospects.
Man. I mean, this guy's 28, Stott's 27.
Stott in a mid-level prospect for him?
Wow. That's tough.
Would you do that?
I think I might do it.
Because he'd cut, like, he'd probably cut into Stott's playing.
Sure. Oh, like, oh, yeah. I mean, he's a lefty.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
I'd be more open to that, honestly.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
than
look,
the prospect part of
what
it.
What we wanted from Stott was that high batting average, like what he provides. No strikeouts, like good plate presence. Like, I think that's a very interesting
proposition. Because then you could save the bigger prospects for another bigger bat.
Yeah.
And then Brendan Donovan could be your second
bat. And then you still have like similar control 2 more years of arbitration for this guy, like a 1-for-1 swap or something like that. Like somebody else that you're not too.
Maybe they look at Stott and they think, okay, he's controllable. He's a guy who we can kind of bring him in here, kind of rehabilitate a little bit.
I don't think you're out of your mind.
Yeah. I think that would be the better way to go if you're trading for
him. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. So
I'm in.
I'm good.
You know what? I'm in. Why not?
No, I mean, yeah. I like the consistent bat. I like the 296.
He likes commitment. Yep.
I'm committed.
And Hugh, unfortunately, is also committed to the dome, which is just egregious. Just unbelievable.
It would be worn, TK.
But it would be sterile.
So, that's so soft. It would be, how did you play professional football?
Yeah, in the Northeast.
About 20 years ago.
What happened to fear the fro, Hugh Douglas? I had a fear the fro poster.
Do you see a fro anywhere on this body?
No.
On my mouth and my beard?
Basically have a fro on your beard.
Yeah, that's it.
But you used to be, you know.
It used to be a whole lot of things. No. Not that anymore.
I remember.
You used to be able to go back to back. Can't go back to back anymore. So, yeah.
I remember.
Not changed.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
It was it. That's it.
Freezing cold, New Year's Eve, 2000. Hugh Douglas, Sean King. Yeah, I mean, what happened
great,
to that?
Great time.
What happened to that guy?
We might have to take away one of Hugh's sacks over this.
Great times. I am not alone in this. That's why I'm so comfortable.
You're in the minority.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, I put the poll up. Are you pro dome or anti dome?
Yeah. And Kyle also hashtag.
I tried to push it with hashtag say no to dome.
Yep.
Say no to dome. Yep.
That's the new hashtag.
Gotta say no to dome.
Yep. Say no to dome.
That's probably going to get us in a little bit.
Yeah. So.
What? I don't know. I don't understand what's so funny.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't know what he's talking about. We're just saying no to dome. Yeah, I wish you'd do the same.
No, I'm definitely not saying no.
You won't do that. You won't do that.
That'd be a no.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You want to get in on the pro or anti-dome debate, you are welcome to do that. Are the Eagles in a tier of their own? And would you trade Andrew Painter? It feels like that's what it's going to come down to for the Phillies. They want to get an impact bat. You want to get a Stephen Kwan. Maybe Eugenio Suarez is on the market, who the Phillies kind of linked to. That one's a little tougher because it would require moving guys around in the field.
That might. I got to tell you.
Dude, a righty bat with 30 plus homers, I mean, that would look good in the middle of the lineup.
That don't sound like he's excited. That sound like a snore.
Oh no, I'm like, that was like, I can't even contain it.
Yeah,
that's the move right there.
I might change my dome stance.
Well, then you move. Yeah.
And y'all swear by that, it's just not me. It's just not me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody does. A lot of girth. Nobody's a child.
Why'd you play that, Kyle? 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Should the Phillies have Andrew Painter on the table in a potential trade talk? So let's go back to the phones. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What you going on, man? TK, how you doing?
TK. You are the definition of Buzz Killington, my friend.
Buzz
who?
He said you killed the vibe.
Buzz Killington.
You're Buzz Killington, dude.
What buzz am I killing today, Aaron?
We're gonna put you in that doubters category, just like all the other national media pundits that want to look down upon our Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Because all you guys are doing, we appreciate
it. Aaron, I'm saying they're just not clearly, like, way ahead of everybody else. That does not make me a doubter.
Guess what? Just like you were talking about before, they are unique. They are the New England Patriots. They are one of a kind, my friend. Because guess what? Iron sharpens iron. We have the best offensive and defensive line in the NFL. When you put them in training camp together, they are going against the best of the best. The African assassin, Ojomo, and the vanilla gorilla get to go up against the best offensive line. Yeah, you got Pryor, you got Steen, you got the other kid that we got from Houston that gets to go up against the best defensive tackle in the league. They get to go up against a monster like Jordan Davis. They get to go up against two defensive ends that are elusive and fast. It's the total package.
Aaron, they've been the best offensive line in the league for like years. Has the defensive line always been the best in the league because they practice against them?
Guess what? In training camp, the ability to go up against the best on a daily basis means that you are just going to be prepared for the NFL season because you're not going to face a better offensive line or defensive line. And as far as the young D-backs go, they get to go up against the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. They get to sharpen their skills against AJ Brown and Skinny Batman. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, I think they're going to be a good team. I don't know about I don't know how it's negative, though, or how it's crazy to say they're not clearly above everybody else. The Ravens are good. The Bills are good. The Chiefs are good. The Lions are good. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. That's not being negative. That's being realistic.
No, in a realistic, what you have to realize is that the talent on the Eagles is the best in the NFL. The coaching that we have in place with Stoutland University, the ability to take these young cats and turn them into all pros, you know, that's not something that every NFL team has.
Aaron, do they have the same offensive coordinator they had last year?
No, but that's okay, man. And guess what, everybody? The first four games of the season are going to look like preseason. They're going to struggle. They're going to try different things. They're going to have ups. They're going to have downs. It's just that's part of the game now. But they're going to settle in. We'll be okay. We're going to make another run to the Super Bowl. And then, Hugh, I've got to address the tiny elephant in the room.
What's that?
So how tall are you, Hugh?
6'1".
So, TK, what was the topic was the bad movie, right? What was the You People topic?
What do you mean, the You People topic? The You People,
you mean the one that
chime in with
TK
what they want
on?
Every day.
Yeah.
About the TK Jobs and stuff?
Yeah,
well, listen at 1:45, Aaron. Don't you listen?
Hey, Hugh, did you know that TK moonlights as a cereal box cover model?
Cereal box.
I was walking through my local supermarket yesterday, and I saw him modeling on the cover of a Lucky Charms box.
Oh, good one. Wow, good one, Aaron.
Called you a leprechaun.
Good joke, Aaron.
Hey,
very creative.
Man, we're going to get a laugh track behind that one, dude. What a zinger.
Yeah. Give us a movie, Aaron, and get out of here.
Hey, this is the OG of bad movies. It was a Steven Spielberg masterpiece, Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck. Appreciate
he was in
Paul.
Howard the Duck.
I've heard, I think he made that movie, I guess.
He did. Oh, Howard the Duck was
bad.
I saw it. He was a duck that got sent to a parallel universe. He got sent to Cleveland. You know, Howard the Duck, a lot of people don't know this, but Howard the Duck was in the Marvel movie. Howard the Duck is a Marvel character.
Really?
Yes. And I don't know if he's a superhero, but if I'm not mistaken, and all my movie buffs out there, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I think in the scene where he was in the scene with Thanos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they all
like
came back.
Like an Easter egg that they're putting in there?
No, but if I'm not mistaken, because he was in, what was it, the conductor or the maestro? Not the maestro, somebody, whoever was the character that kept all the trinkets and stuff.
Doctor Strange?
Nah, not Doctor Strange. I can't remember his name. But anyway.
I don't know.
He kept all the oddities of the universe, and Howard the Duck was one of them. And when they fought Thanos, if I'm not mistaken, there's a scene there where Howard the Duck he came through the portal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I never saw the movie, so I wouldn't know
You never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
You never saw it?
I think it was
Avengers
before
movies?
I've seen those.
Okay,
I never saw Howard the Duck, so I wouldn't know what he looked like. Well, I guess he looked like
he was a duck.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
The name kind of gives
it away. Yeah. I guess that does make sense.
His name is just Howard.
I did not recognize
him. Yeah, he's a duck.
But he's like human size, right?
Mm-mm. He's a duck size.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's probably bigger than the average duck.
Okay.
Probably, you know, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I haven't seen it. So maybe I'll check that one out. Let's go to Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
What's up, man? Hey, what's up, Hugh? What's up, TK?
What's up, Rob?
Listen, I'm going to give you some numbers. I got a Phillies point, an Eagles point, and then I'll move on to my movie. 287, 8 home runs, 35 RBIs? Or would you rather have a guy, right-handed power bat, that hit 275 last year, is hitting 293 last year with 39 bombs, 112 ribbies. He's hitting 275 this year with 21 bombs on probably the worst team, or maybe not the worst team, the next to worst team in baseball. Okay, if I'm trading Andrew Painter, which guy you probably train him for first? The guy at 287 with 8 bombs, or the guy that hit close to 40 last year and hit 290 as a right-handed bat? Because you're giving me Stephen Kwan. Guess what number Stephen Kwan's are?
He's the first guy.
He's the first guy. I'm not trading him.
He had two homers yesterday, though, Rob.
Kepler. He's Max Kepler. I'm not trading him for him. I'm not trading him.
He's not Max. Stephen Kwan is not Max Kepler. Come on.
Okay, he's a little
bit
better. That's crazy. But if I'm trading Andrew Painter, boys, it's for Brent Rooker and Mason Miller. Now, I know you got to give up more, but I'm trading Painter for that. I'm not trading Painter for, you know, a step above Max Kepler.
Well, Rob, it doesn't sound like they're going to be trading Rooker. I mean, Rooker said with Eric Kratz yesterday that it sounds like he's going to be stay.
Did he say that Kwan is a step above Max Kepler?
He said he is Max Kepler.
Rob, what the hell are you talking about?
It's insane. It's insanity.
Look at the stats, Kyle. What are you talking about?
Max Kepler's hitting 210, Rob.
Okay. What about the homers and ribbies?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Rob, you
that's not the kind of hitter Kwan is.
You got to be kidding, right?
There's no pop.
Wait, hold on.
No pop.
You're doing the RBI thing again.
No, I'm not doing it.
Rob, I'm starting to wonder if you have any idea what the hell you're talking about.
He did
if you're comparing
RBIs,
Stephen Kwan to Max Kepler, it's an atrocious take.
Where's that other producer come back? God, it was nice to have a pop. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, he's letting you off the hook too much is what's happening. This is a horrendous take.
Listen,
I'm trying to keep you in line.
He hit almost 40 bombs. The guy's hitting 290 with no protection.
But he doesn't play defense, Rob, at all. You'd have to play Schwarber back in left field.
Okay, I'll live with it. But you want to give me Stephen Kwan?
I'd rather have Stephen Kwan and have him be the leadoff hitter.
He's got 8 bombs.
Save yourself the embarrassment.
Yeah.
3 ribbies and 8 bombs. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Say it's a bad take, Rob. He's not Max Kepler.
Take, yeah.
Stop saying that.
It's really bad.
But you're trading Andrew Painter for a guy with those numbers?
Yeah, but he's a
Rob. You have to stop looking at just home runs and RBIs, man.
He's a really good hitter.
You gotta stop.
What else does he do?
Oh my goodness!
He gets on base a ton. You put him at the top of the lineup. You put Turner second, and then it lengthens your lineup. You have
Rob, he has 30 strikeouts and 400 something plate appearances, dude. You don't know what you're talking about. Try again. Move on. Different take. Different take. Something else.
Bring up Justin Crawford. He's going to do that.
Oh my God,
dude!
Crawford hasn't played a major.
This is one of your most brutal takes ever. Rob,
what do you have on the Eagles?
Listen, I'm a Hugh. I'm 52. It's great watching that Rams game on TV. Give me a dome stadium.
Oh my God!
Hey, way to go! Way to go,
Rob. Rob,
I know I'm just all over there, but here's the other thing. Everybody's talking about how Kansas City has a blueprint for stopping the Eagles' run game. Well, how many yards did the Eagles run for in the Super Bowl?
They ran for like, what, Saquon had 67 yards, I think?
Total yards rushing.
I don't know. I don't know the exact number.
It's got to be over 100. Because Jalen has 70-something himself, right?
Yeah. The Chiefs did a good job of stopping that running game. The Eagles threw it effectively that game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they didn't do that great if you factor in Jalen's rushing, because you have to factor in that's part of our rushing attack. So they didn't shut down our rushing game. You got to include it all. So why do we have to change? Yeah, we have to evolve. I understand all that. You can't say exactly the same. But why can't we run the ball down people's throats?
There are going to be some games, Rob, where they will be able to do that, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it every single week the way they were last year. I don't think that's a controversial thing to say.
I just think they get a little bit too much credit saying they shut down. Because if you forget, I know it was a reception, but Saquon could have had a touchdown too. Remember, he stumbled backwards, catching that ball, and I know it wasn't rushing. But they didn't completely shut him down, so he could have went in the end zone too. So I don't think they dominated.
I got you, Rob. What do you have for your movie today?
All right, now we're talking bad movie or bad movie you want to watch, because there's a difference.
Bad movie.
All right, I want to say The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. That was a great movie.
Appreciate the call, Rob.
Buttercup.
It's another one I've never seen.
Princess Bride was a great movie, man. Mandy Patinkin. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. I'm here for revenge. It's a great movie, man.
Is Stephen Kwan is a step above Max Kepler one of the worst takes we've ever heard WIP?
Let's just analyze Rob's call there. He says Stephen Kwan is essentially Max Kepler. He's pro-dome, being just a monstrous wuss. He's pro-dome.
Don't have a problem with a pro-dome.
And he says the Chiefs did not really stop the Eagles running the ball in the Super Bowl, which they clearly did. That was an and he gave a movie for the bad movie that you
that
say
was
it was a
darn
great
good movie. Yeah, Princess Bride, man, is one of the greatest movies ever made.
I mean, I'm a big fan.
That might be
of,
a little bit lofty.
I'm a fan of Rob. Typically, that was a terrible call.
It might be lofty, but yeah, that was a good. It was a great movie, man. Enjoy that movie.
Well, I never saw that one. How do you feel about him supporting you and saying yes to Dome?
I'm with that. Yes to Dome. More people should be.
No to Dome.
You
should tweet. You should start tweeting out hashtag say yes to Dome.
You should. You should because I'm telling you, man,
I'd
it gets
say
cold.
To you
it gets brick.
Yeah.
It gets brick in Philadelphia.
Come on, man. It's sacrificing a couple hours of being uncomfortable for the greater good.
No, I think it would be a lot more fun if we had a dome.
Really? Yeah. Like, you think that Rams game would still be the same without all that snow?
I think it would be more exciting.
It made it special. That made it exciting.
I think it would be more exciting. I think it would. You know what? I think it would be exciting if we had a Super Bowl here in the city of Philadelphia.
Well, I don't. Who cares? I don't care about a Super Bowl. Let other cities deal with that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you believe the Eagles are still in a tier of their own? Would you be willing to trade Andrew Painter if it meant getting a big-time bat? And are you pro or anti-Dome in Philly? Calls on all of that. Plus, when we get back, we need a ruling from Hugh on something outlandish that Joe DeCamera said on the morning show regarding Jack. We'll get to that when we return. Need Hugh to rule on this. This is going to be interesting. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. I was just giving you room to breathe there, Hugh. I enjoyed singing that song.
Is this the Rocky song?
Yeah.
When he was in the snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rocky
Nice
Ford.
Little training montage.
Yeah, we need a montage.
Would you guys consider Rocky IV to be, like, I think it's a very entertaining movie. I think it's a good movie, but would you consider it to be a bad movie?
Wait a minute, who was in Rocky IV?
That was the Drago.
It was pretty good. Yeah. It was during the time, you know, the Russian, whole Russian thing.
Yeah.
I must break you.
It was definitely cheesy,
Super cheesy.
I think it was a good movie.
It was all right.
Yeah.
The only Rocky movie that I would say that was bad was the Tommy Gunn.
That was horrendous.
The fifth one,
The Tommy Gunn, the Tommy Hitman or whatever he was.
Yeah, Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Is that my phone doing that?
Sure is.
Yes, it was.
I thought that was a drop Kyle was
doing. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy. It only happens like every day.
It hasn't happened in a while. That's the first time that's
You're
happened.
You're right. It
in
hasn't happened
time.
In a while.
I've been working on that.
Good job, you.
Working on it. Every now and then I have a regression.
It happens. Well, it happens. You got a lot on your mind today. You got a lot of dome on your mind today.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I don't understand why y'all opposed to having a dome at the stadium.
Because it's terrible. It's anti-football. It's anti-Philadelphia.
Yeah,
it's anti-manliness.
Y'all need to get out of the antiquated way that y'all like to think about things, man. We
antiquated.
Need to evolve. Yeah.
No, I don't want to evolve.
This is Philadelphia.
It means old.
That's you. You're the oldest one here.
It means old. But I have vision, and I think I'm a forward thinker.
No, you're not.
You're being selfish.
I'm not. It's cold.
You are.
Man, it's cold outside.
It's not that bad.
It's cold.
Come on, man.
It was pretty brick. During the playoffs, it was pretty brutal.
Well, I mean, we got great moments, though.
Yeah, we do.
Because of the cold.
You're right. That's the tough part about it, because that snow game, the first thing I thought about when I was being pro-dome is that Shady McCoy snow game and how he just went off of that game, man. But, I mean, it's all right. That's why we have NFL films. They do a great job of bringing out the nostalgia of football around this time of year. So we always have that in our memories.
By the way, it looks like I think they just released the Eagles 2024 video.
Uh-huh.
I think today, the season video.
Did we make some of the videos? Did we make it like talking bad about them and stuff?
Maybe.
Did they use that as motivation?
Maybe. Maybe, you know, in 10 years.
I wonder, did the BG cut make it when he threw AJ under the bus?
Oh, I'm sure that.
There's no question about that.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. I've been talking about a lot of different things today. Pro or anti-dome, is the Eagles send out an email to their season ticket holders, I guess, gauging interest in would you like renovations of the stadium? Would you like a new stadium? And if you did, what would that stadium look like? So you want to get on that. Would you trade Andrew Painter in a deal to significantly upgrade this lineup? And also, are the Eagles clearly in their own tier ahead of everybody else in the NFL. All the things that we're talking about today. It is a Tri-Day Friday. Today, our Tri-Day topic, bad movie. So give us a bad movie. That's on the table as well. And in a few minutes here, we need to get to something Joe DiCamera said on the morning show this morning that was true. It was truly shocking. And we need you.
What did he say?
We need you to rule on it. We'll get to that in a minute here. But first, let's go to Dave in Havertown. What's up, Dave?
Hey, TK, and here. Just wanted to say the show has been awesome today. But last night, I was in Allentown. I covered the Iron Pigs game last night with Andrew Painter starting, and he looked damn good last night. He went six innings for the first time with the Iron Pigs. He had four strikeouts, 76 pitches, five of the six innings, 1-2-3 innings. I mean, he looked damn good last night. And then I spoke to Painter after the game, and I asked him the question a lot of people want to know. When do you think the Phillies will call you up? He told me he will tell the Phillies when he's ready to be called up.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
I heard that.
Well, that's a good mentality for him to have. I mean, I would like to see him come up sooner rather than later, but I think that's, I mean, as a player, that's the mentality you want him to have, is that I got to earn my way up.
Exactly. He said he'll tell them when he's ready to go, because last night was the first time he went into the sixth inning. And then I followed up with that saying, you want to go seven innings in your next start? He said he'll take six or seven innings because this is only his second full year as a pro.
I feel like you was doing a reporter's job. Did you have your note, your paper and pad with you when you did that?
I'll do a little bit of both.
Okay. No, it just – no, those are some really pointed questions. That's why I was kind of curious. You know, yeah, give me your props. Yeah.
No, that's some good reporting, Dave. And obviously, you know, Andrew Painter struggled at AAA, had a much better outing last night. So hopefully we do see him some point in the near future. Do you have a bad movie for us?
Juno, one of the worst ones I ever saw.
Juno. Appreciate the call.
That's the one with a young lady. She got pregnant, her and her boyfriend. Remember the dudes that did Superbad?
Okay. Yeah, I know Superbad. I don't know anything about Juno.
It was a pretty good movie. I forgot the young lady's name.
Okay.
That played in it. But yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
Juno was okay.
All right. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Steve in Lower Merriam. What's up, Steve?
Hey. I'm with you. Joe Pro Dome.
Come on,
Steve. I'm 58. I can't do it. But I will admit, I love that game that was in the snow.
Yeah, that snow game. That's the first thing that I thought about. But I'm like, I'm past it.
Are you a season ticket holder, Steve? Do you go to a lot of these games?
My cousin is, and I have turned him down each opportunity because I just don't like the cold. I like it just right. I don't like it too hot. I don't like it too cold. But the older I get, I don't like cold weather.
Steve, it sounds to me like you got to toughen up a little bit.
And we don't want to go to Florida.
Come on.
I don't want to toughen up.
You only want to go to the games if it's like 75 degrees outside?
Absolutely.
I'll take 60. How you feel about 60, Steve? I'll take about 60 degree game.
I'm with you, and you're really not going to like me because that new Superman movie was the pits.
You know,
I'm sitting there like, are you kidding me?
Steve, you know what it was, man? I watched it with my daughter. And she asked me, how did I feel about it? And I told her, I don't know. But you have to understand, it was the movie for the time that we're living in now, if that makes sense to you. You know what I mean?
I would agree.
And I think that for a lot of people, there was a lot of background about Superman that they kind of forgot about. I mean, to be honest, Superman was an immigrant. You know, he was.
Absolutely.
I mean, he wasn't from here. You know, so I think a lot of people got triggered for that. But yeah, it was interesting. I'll say that. I mean, would I pay to see it again? Probably not. But it was interesting. And the CGI was horrible.
I sat there at the end like, okay, process this. Read the, you know, who was in it and so forth. I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. Based on the Supermans when we were growing up.
Steve. He got beat up a lot. Like, that was the thing that I remember, because the Superman I remember, only read the time that Superman ever bled was when he was fighting Doomsday. And this dude was beat up a lot. He got beat up a lot. So, yeah, that was a little bit different for me.
Is that your bad movie, Steve, or do you got a different bad movie?
That's my bad move.
Okay. Well, appreciate the call, Steve. I did want to mention some breaking MLB trade news involving the Mets. The Mets trade for Gregory Soto, former Phillies relief pitcher.
Okay. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, Gregory Soto, who got traded to the Orioles
got
last year.
One.
For Seth Johnson, I think the guy blew the game.
Got a real one. Got a real one over there.
Yeah, but Gregory Soto was a legit like guy for the Phillies in 2023. Like he pitched some real innings for them. But he ends up going to the Mets in a deal. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But right now, we need to get to something from the morning show. We need you to rule on this. Especially Hugh, because over the last couple of days, one of the topics we've been discussing is, you know, kind of sometimes how you can talk about a friend's significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And this came up on the show yesterday, specifically with your guy, Aaron, you know, and whether you call the other person's wife ugly, whatever. But Joe DeCamera said something this morning that you need to rule on, because I couldn't believe that Joe said this, but you know,
oh my goodness, what did he say?
The Rocky Kyle played the Rocky sound coming back, and there was, you know, a reason why here, because they were talking about it this morning, and they're talking about the Joe versus Jack thing, and Joe said this morning during the morning show in terms of Jack and how he might ratchet up the intensity on this rivalry a little bit.
Drago was doing a punching exposition where you could see him punch whatever it was, 3,000 PSI.
I know he was.
Or something.
Seltzer, should I charge up this me and Fritz thing by doing the Clubber Lang thing to Fritz's wife? Hey, woman.
I would not.
You lie in bed and you wish you had a real man.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would.
Yes.
I don't know how well that one would go.
We would probably not do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
That is how you get punched in the face.
Hey, what do you think, you? Was that out of line from Joe this morning?
Okay. There's two things that are going on here. I didn't realize Devin was as funny as she is. Devin this week has had some real funny moments.
Well, she was right. That's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week.
What's your rule? Is that,
what's that?
I don't know. We're waiting for
you're
a ruling,
on the air.
And you can't stop laughing because, I mean, it
I know,
hilarious.
Kyle. You know what? I kind of hate y'all putting me in this position. Because Kyle, like, I was wondering why Kyle wasn't looking, because he was like, yeah, I can't wait to see what he's going to say about this one. He wouldn't let me. Listen, I'm going to say this.
Can you say that about your friend's wife?
I'm going to say this. Y'all know how close me and Ike are, right?
Uh-huh.
We're family. Not on my worst day, because I know him, number one, would I ever fix my lips to say anything, anything remotely like that. And with that being said, the fact that Joe did that, Jack got a swing on it.
Oh, wow. Let's take it easy.
I'm not condoning any violence.
But, I mean, you are.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
you
not.
Just encouraged
it. But listen, like that Clubber Lang, because you remember the Clubber Lang thing.
Well,
look here, woman.
It was the way Joe
and
said
it. And swing on him, yeah.
You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
Dog.
The way Joe said it, too. A real man.
But. Let's be honest, fellas. Like, I like Jack. I like him a lot. And y'all asked me, and I'm going to give you my honest opinion. If you were going to try anybody at this station, like if I just walked in, I said, I'm going to try one of y'all.
Uh-huh.
Jack would probably be the first one, because that's probably the easiest win.
Oh, man. That might be more insulting than what Joe
No, just like I said, I'm bigger than Ike, right? But if when you do that, you wake up something in a person that you don't really want to see. You know what I'm saying? And I'm using him as an example because I know him. You know what I mean? And I know him. I know him. Wouldn't play with him like that. As long as I've been knowing him, would not play with him like that on any level. You got to know who you're dealing with, man. And so. That's what I'm saying, Jack. If you're listening, dog, I'm not condoning violence because I know Rod's probably listening. Like, he don't want me to say it again.
Yeah.
He don't. But you got to stand on business.
Well, you got to
stand on business
about,
on this one, man.
How about Jack has some words with him? How about
well,
that?
Well, you need to see him in the hallway, and you need to handle it in a professional manner.
Joe
but
felt,
he needs to know
Joe
that
was
you
very
can't. Yeah,
comfortable saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was shocking audio.
If this were before baseball, that would be grounds for Jack to throw one high and inside.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, you got to know who you're dealing with, man. I mean, Jack,
maybe he does. Son.
I'm just saying.
Does this lead to an elbow being thrown in basketball? Maybe. Well, we'll see. If it gets that far.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
I'm lucky it's Friday because I'm definitely getting caught in all
I mean,
Monday.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
I don't condone violence, but I'm just like,
yes, you
know.
Do. I mean, we can be honest.
I don't. Not really.
There
I'm trying to
There have been multiple instances where you suggested violence.
We don't have to talk about my past.
It seems to be your solution. It seems to be your solution to a lot of problems,
well, it's
what happened at ESPN?
That was a misunderstanding. That was a misunderstanding. You know what I mean? He misunderstood. He thought we were cool like that, and I had to let him know we ain't that cool.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, man. We are trying to do adult things
right
around here. But.
Yeah, like dumb.
So like, but, say no to dumb.
But every now and then, you know, we tend to cross the line a little bit. That Jody Cam, that's a little bit of a line crossing.
All right. So
they need to add like a MMA or a boxing,
a grappling match
type leg to
it would
this
be hilarious.
Like Greco,
I mean,
a
it's Greco never
Roman wrestling type deal.
I think an MMA contest,
or at least
you,
you got at least arm wrestling. Is that
I mean,
what
that,
it is? Right.
That Ooh. Took this whole thing up a notch. I think.
No, you know what they need to do. Have y'all seen the slap thing where they be slapping folks?
Oh, the power slap?
Power slap, yes.
Wow.
Can we sanction that?
Well, probably not.
Probably not.
Why not?
You can ask them.
I can ask Rod.
I mean, another terrible idea from you. I just want to say if Rod is listening, I don't condone any of these ideas.
Listen.
This is all huge talking.
Not normally. When I cross the line, he will send a text. I haven't gotten that text yet.
Okay, well, good.
I'm still waiting for the phone to ring.
There you go. Well,
he just came in.
The official ruling is that he did cross the line, right? Jared did cross the line.
So that's a lot. A lot. I mean,
so, Kyle line crossing?
Of course.
For you to sit there and ask your coworkers and Devin to say, whoa.
Yeah.
Devin
that's
like,
how
whoa.
You get punched in the face. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We got Scott Fransky coming up at 1 o'clock. And we do want to do a read on our Twitter question of the day. Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. At WIP Midday Show is how you find our question on Twitter. And our Twitter question, are you pro-dome or anti-dome? Very easy question today. And hopefully people answer appropriately and say anti-dome. Let's go to Brian in West Philly. What's up, Brian?
Long-time listener. What up, Hugh? What up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Big time Eagles fan. By the way, Hugh, I saw Fantastic Four yesterday. It was great.
You know what, man? TK was just talking about that. I didn't realize it was out.
Yeah, I think it's been out for like a week now.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
No, it came out yesterday.
Okay, that's what it was, because I didn't realize it was out yet.
Yeah, I used to hit you up on Twitter and we used to talk about Marvel movies on Twitter.
Okay, cool, yeah.
I'm anti-dome. You understand the cold, but our best moments was in the vet and in Link. In the open. I know, it's freezing.
When you say best moments in the Link, which moments are we talking about? Did we clinch any Super Bowl bursts?
Let me say it like this. When I first started watching football, I saw this guy run across the field, number 20. I'm pretty sure you remember who that is.
Yeah.
And I seen him slam somebody, and I was like, Dad, who is that?
Yeah, it was snowing for that Falcons game, right? Yeah, I think it was snowing for that game. Definitely snowed that weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there are great memories, man, but as a former player, it's like, I can have those same memories in a nice, warm press box or a nice, warm seat. You know what I mean? You can still have that.
I understand, like, all right, the dome, I don't want AstroTurf. I never say it right. Grass only, but I can't see us. Well, not us, but y'all playing in the dome.
I mean, it's us. We're family. We're family, Joe. So yeah, you can say us. It's no problem. Yeah.
Us as fans. We just like blue chip, blue collar. We're hard, you know, heavy, hard hitting. You know, we want you to feel that pain when you hit the ground. Like, yeah, you want to come in here and play us.
I feel you. Yeah. Know what? One of the things when we played at the Vet that I prided ourselves on, because other people that played there, they didn't like to land on the turf. I'm paying for that now, dog. I'm paying for that.
Nobody plays on turf like that anymore.
I'm paying for that now.
But I think about, hey, Brian, when you think about that game last year, that Rams game, I mean, obviously it was a great game. We'll think about it fondly. But doesn't it add to it the fact that it was in, you know, a couple feet of snow?
Absolutely. It made it legendary. Seeing Saquon run all the way down the field, it almost looked like Shady again.
Yeah, it did.
And
yeah.
Then seeing Jalen Carter just great balance, lift up Stafford, and I got him. He ain't going nowhere. It's in the snow.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, we might not have won that game if it wasn't in the snow. Honestly.
That's another thing, too.
Whoa.
Might have played a lot better.
Huh? It's true.
Do you think we could have lost if it wasn't in the snow?
Possibly.
I think the snow was the only reason it was close.
I think the snow helped out a little bit.
The snow helped the Rams more than it helped us.
I don't know.
Did you see what we did to them in their building on artificial turf in a dome? We kicked their ass.
Yeah, but it's a different game. Look at how many turnovers we got.
The snow was
it was hard to hold the ball.
Dude, I think you're insane. The snow was an equalizer. Are you kidding me?
Kyle, they fumbled the ball twice because of it was hard to hold because
hold,
of the snow.
Hold on. Snow, the snow
and
makes
the receiver slipped on the first play of the game.
You agree, without any variables, the Eagles were a better team than the Rams.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well then why did it come down to one play? It's because there was inclement weather. A.J. Brown dropped the ball that he rarely does in the end zone. I mean, it's tough for guys to get footing. Puka Nacua's running routes with Darius Slay and cooking them. That probably doesn't happen if it's not snowing.
Speaking of Puka Nacua, how he doing? He had a lot going on this offseason. Mm.
Did he?
Hmm? Yeah, he had a lot going on. Y'all didn't hear the story?
I'll have to get filled in on that.
By his girlfriend and whatnot?
I haven't seen
that. Y'all ain't really with that messy stuff.
Maybe make sure that it's true.
I haven't seen that. Brian, what do you got for a Tri-Day Friday movie?
Tri-Day Friday. I would say, is it okay if I say two same person? In honor of Hulk Hogan, I'm going to say Mr. Nanny, but I'm going to say Urban Commander. Urban Commando.
Yeah, that was an old school. Brian. That was like one of his first movies that he did.
I've never even
heard
of that.
You heard of
movie.
Urban Commando? Yeah,
never
he was Urban. He was a space traveler, right? And he landed, I guess, in these kids' backyard. He became like their protector or whatever. And he was like I think that's the right one. Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like, that sounded about
I mean,
right.
The title makes it sound like a horrible movie.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
Urban Commando.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hulk Hogan. Has Hulk Hogan ever been in a movie that wasn't bad? I feel like every movie he gets cast in is probably awful. Because Rocky III, I didn't really like
you're
Rocky
talking about, so he was Thunder Lips, right?
Yeah. I didn't like that Rocky very much.
That was pretty cool.
That was the one with Mr. T and the inspiration for Joe's kind of, insult today.
Mm. No, I can't think of him being in any good movies.
Yeah. I feel like any good movie probably wouldn't cast the Hulkster. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A lot of stuff to get to in the final hour of the show. Get your calls on all this stuff we've been talking about in the final hour. But first, it is a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky will join us live from New York. Philly's taking on the Yankees tonight at Yankee Stadium. Should be a fun series. Scott will join us. That is coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giulio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.